This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at transition milk for young calves. And this is summarized by Dr. Michael Steele out of Guelph University and up in Canada. And let's define for our listeners, what is transition milk? A transition milk is the first milk from a cow that's called colostrum. Critical important for the young calf for disease protection. It's the next 2 to 4 milkings that follow that. And during this time period, the milk is going from colostrum, which is really rich in nutrients, to more normal milk that you'd find on the dairy farm. And so the question, what is that nutritional value of transition milk? And the answer is, first of all, it's higher in solids, about 18% solids versus 13% in a normal Holstein milk. Fat content stays about the same, dropping off fairly quickly after calving, but protein is significantly higher, being up around 40% crude protein on a dry matter base, where Holstein milk is around 25%. And still in that transition milk, we see evidence of IgG, that's the antibodies in the milk, at about 20 grams per pound of that transition milk. So the question is, well, what should we do with that milk on the farm, Bill? And there's a number of different studies that were in the report here. First, there was a group from Canada that looked at 24 bull calves. They used bull calves because these calves were basically sacrificed. And they looked at the impact of basic colostrum milk and transition milk here and noticed that if they were fed the colostrum after the first feeding and the transition milk, there was an improvement in the small intestine in terms of maturation or development of the surface area and the proliferation of villi in the small intestine, which means a greater absorption of nutrients. So physiologically, we're seeing some stimulation of the digestive tract. Michigan State did a big field study on a commercial farm in which they were feeding transition milk for basically 3 days, 3 times a day. And they looked at milk replacer or transition milk or a blend of a transition milk with a commercial product as well. And the transition milk increased the weight gain in these calves by about 7 pounds per day. And there was also a decrease in haptoglobin, which means less inflammation as well. So certainly these were healthier calves on these commercial farms. Canada then did a big survey of 74 farms, and they looked also again feeding transition milk basically for about 2 to 5 days on these farms as well, and noted a significant decrease in death loss going from 6.1 in control calves receiving a regular milk replacer to a 4.6% with the transition milk. A German study then also found that feeding transition milk, basically 2 quarts of the transition milk plus 4 quarts of regular milk here, saw a significant improvement in average daily gain as reported in the Michigan study, and also a shorter duration of sick calves going from 44.2 days in regular control calves. Those are transitioned down to 2.5. And then the last study, Bill, it's kind of interesting. Canada said, can we treat diarrhea? And that's what they did. They took and mixed 50% milk with 50% transition milk, either for 2 days or 4 days. And sure enough, the 4 days gave the best recovery and average daily gain in those calves as well. So the take-home message is that transition milk certainly is an excellent tool on dairy farms. Feeding it for 2 to 4 milkings after calving, after the colostrum, resulted in great benefits. We must first get the colostrum into these, and the benefits include intestinal development, growth, and disease protection. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. Beef demand continues high despite rising prices.
We're still seeing relatively tight cattle and beef supplies and strong prices.
Very strong prices. This from USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski. His analysts have taken another look at their previous forecasts for this year's beef production. And the result, not a lot of changes. They did up slightly the forecast for beef output, adding 140 million pounds. That still puts this year's beef production down about 2% from last year. As for steer prices,
very strong. We raised our steer price forecast by $2.50 per hundredweight. Currently at $182.50 per hundredweight. That's up almost $7 per hundredweight year over year, and reflects still very strong consumer demand despite very high beef prices.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.